A friend and I are walking up to the small white house on the campus of the Springfield Art Association. It's on North 4th Street. The Edwards Place is just across the parking lot, a huge pale pink house with green shutters. It's the oldest in Springfield and has a much historical significance. Abraham Lincoln and Mary Todd were married there. There's a formal event happening inside that home tonight. People dressed in suits and gowns come and go. It's a stark contrast to the happening at the tiny home we're walking into. Outside here, a group of about 20 people are hanging around on the lawn and the porch, speaking with the visiting artists who are here tonight. A steady stream of visitors come and go from inside the house. It's an alternative art space known as the Demo Project. The name is a nod to the fact that it's slated to be demolished in the future to make room for developments. The inside of the small house is an open white space with hardwood floors, and it features the work of Chicago area artist Allison Rimas and Brooklyn artist Rebecca Murtaugh. The show is called Hard Candy. There's a lot of texture, paintings that have depth and incorporate metallics, glitter, and pom-poms. My friend calls the overall vibe gaudy in a good way.
What's your initial reaction, Jenny? You studied art.
I really like the use of texture here.
There is a lot of texture, glitter for sure, and metallic.
It's like gaudy in a good way.
Well, and especially with like the pairing of the, looks almost like stucco, the 3D stuff that's like neon. Just touch it. Kidding.
Sitting on the mantle of the fireplace and on tables are strange, brightly colored, geometric pieces. They almost seem cellular. We head outside to talk with the artists. First up, Allison Rimas, the mom of two young kids, is originally from Saginaw, Michigan, and got a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree from Michigan State University and a Master's of Fine Arts degree from American University in Washington, D.C. She now calls Chicago home.
Tell us a little bit about the work you have here.
The work I have here has all been made like within the last year and a half. Most of it is small scale work based on my interests in femininity, decoration, domesticity. Painting is the way I can make sense of my place within the world and how I can figure out who I am as a new mom and a feminist and an artist, mother with children.
Well, I was going to ask, since you said femininity, if there's also feminist undertones, but you just said so yourself. But sometimes, you know, for feminists, it's grappling with how to present femininity and still be powerful.
Yeah, I'm interested in cliches of femininity. I like to use materials that are closely associated with handicrafts, you know, materials that have maybe been marginalized. So yeah, I have a painting that's made out of a towel, and that came about because I literally could not do any more laundry. I'm home with my kids most of the time, and it's hard to be thinking about painting all the time and then also have, you know, duties as a mother. The materials I've been using, this is pretty new to me. Gold leaf, glitter, sandpaper, the pom-poms.
Were you making prints in some way?
Oh, yeah, those are all failed paintings that have failed me. And I have a thing about really using the whole hog. So I never really get rid of anything. I try to recycle old ideas and make the best of what I have.
So have you always been using textiles like this, or did it used to be more 2D?
I used to make large-scale paintings, very flat, with acrylic, and I was not happy with making them. It felt like I was following a formula in order to make a good painting, and it was not exciting or challenging in any way. And so the last year and a half has just been about trying things, whatever. If I have a gut feeling, then I just go for it and figure out the details later. But I wasn't that way before I had kids. I think it's something that parenting taught me, which is kind of weird.
was going to ask, how did you make that shift? And you think it happened, it coincided with becoming a mom?
Yeah, it definitely did. Having kids gave me a hyper-focus because I didn't have as much studio time as I did before, so I learned to just trust my instincts and just go for it. And it turns out my instincts are pretty fine-tuned, and I should have been listening to them a long time ago.
Yeah, so it's like just becoming more like aware of yourself.
Yeah, confident, more aware of what I want. I'm not afraid to make mistakes. Mistakes can be a great thing in painting, so it can lead you in a direction you never thought.
So how did you get to demo, and what's the experience been like here working on a collaborative thing and then also in such an alternative space?
Well, it's been fantastic so far. Springfield's been wonderful. But I applied for an open call that they had last year. And so they paired me with Rebecca. I hadn't known about her work before that, but I see why they paired us. I think the work looks great together. I was interested in applying because of the domestic setting and because those are things that I think about so much when I'm making the work. So I thought it would be really great to show the work in a not a typical gallery space.
Yeah. And have you shown in an alternative space like this before?
I've mostly shown in alternative spaces just because that seems to be what's available to emerging artists. And I love it. I love the DIY spirit of it.
And for some people, have never even gone to an art gallery. But even people who might be fans of art enthusiasts, what have you, they don't know the DIY ethic isn't something they might not be aware of it. So it obviously stands for do it yourself. But can you, I guess, talk a little bit more about how it provides kind of, like you said, like an emerging artist space?
Mm-hmm. I love what I do or I wouldn't do it. There's no money involved in any of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's truly a labor of love. So to hook up with other like-minded people, it's what life is all about. I mean, it's so rich and fulfilling in ways that I can't think of any other thing that would give that to me.
Anything else maybe about the relationship between your work and other artists?
I would say I definitely understand why they paired us together. I mean, just aesthetically speaking, the scale and color and texture, there's some interesting relationships happening there. But I also think that both of our work requires maybe a longer look. It kind of asks you to like slow down and take a second look.
It gives me like retro vibes. Is that okay?
Oh yeah, that's totally okay.
My grandma, she did like the handicraft sort of work, but then also she just liked abstract art that she was getting in the 60s and 70s. So it just kind of reminds me of her.
No, that's great. I actually think a lot about my own mother and grandmother when I'm making my work because, you know, they were my examples of what a mother should be. You're constantly thinking about your examples, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're also thinking about where you might have disagreed with how you were raised or whatever. But anyway, I do think there's a lot of nostalgia to my work. Maybe it's only evident to me. I think about things like, you know, the tablecloth I had in my kitchen growing up. I do paint like a lot of, I guess they're abstracted enough you might not notice, but tables, the lace. I use a lot of lace stenciling that comes from looking at curtains in my kitchen. Yeah, my mother and grandma were always into decorating their spaces in a way that seemed very meaningful. But I am slightly more critical of it, that maybe it, you know, is it frivolous? Is it meaningful? Like, where do you draw that line? So that's of interest to me.
Allison Rymus was joined in this show by Rebecca Murtaugh, who has brightly colored and intensely textured sculptural pieces. She sits down next to me in the circle of people visiting outside the Demo Project Gallery to chat. She studied science at Penn State University, but shifted her studies to art, ceramics in particular. She's also worked as a pastry chef, and she now teaches art at Hamilton College in New York.
For me, there's a real connection between science and art making. I really love alchemy. I really love chemistry. I really love that idea of like the mad scientist in the studio and that anything is possible. and the form of experimentation that happens in a science laboratory can happen in the artist studio. I think it's more playful, obviously, in the studio because I don't have to worry about results in the same way. But no, I think it's really exciting because I'm a very curious person, and I think having a sense of wonder is one of the best things that I can have, and being a lifetime learner. And I think that the intersection of science and art for me is really clear. I think too, everybody's brain works in different ways, and perhaps mine maybe at times can be a little more scientific, but I never try to stifle the creative element that happens. My intuition is really strong, and I really use intuition a lot too. And I think if you ask any scientist, they would never deny that either.
And so you mentioned ceramics was what grabbed you first.
Yeah, my parents are both makers. And for me, it made perfect sense to, my mom used to do ceramics when I was a kid at the local Y. And so I got into clay when I was little, and it was the class I could get into as an undergrad. For whatever reason, I begged my way into the class, kept showing up. Professor felt bad for me, let me in the class. And I really love the malleability of clay and the transformative potential. And I think now, even in what I'm doing, I really want the work to transform and become something completely new and something that people try to identify. What is that? What am I looking at? And again, that sense of curiosity, I hope, is present for the viewer. So the idea of something starting from the earth and becoming permanent through the mark of my hand and kind of the history of humanity is really important as well. So I think clay has a really, really rich history. And I'm actually working in clay again. I took kind of a hiatus for a few years. It's very demanding physically in a way that some other materials might not be. So I've just kind of been, I was on sabbatical where I teach. So I had a semester off where I was able to just exclusively make art. And so I was really energized to just get back in the studio. And so I've been really actually working in clay quite a bit. And it's really informing the work. Similar work that I have here at Demo.
Well, and so we, my friend Jenny here came with me, but we couldn't figure out your material.
Well, my material on the surface is actually house paint, and I collect very actively house paint that people don't want, whether it be at their home or at the store, with rejected, mismatched colors, undesirables, essentially. And I mix that with a solidifier that I make, and it's mixed with a number of different materials like plaster and sodium, and it essentially solidifies it. Like a plaster or a concrete.
That's crazy.
And then on the inside is a wood form. So I will start with a wood form of like something like the blue and yellow square. It's basically just a 2x4, four pieces of 2x4 together. And then on the surface of that, I'll put some polystyrene foam to build up a little bit more form. And then I slather the paint on. And when I mix the paint with the solidifier initially, it's kind of like the closest thing I can compare it to is food, which I, again, this is another relationship by being a pastry chef.
Yeah.
It's kind of like cottage cheese. And then it solidifies and kind of gets hard really quick, just like plaster or concrete does.
That's like stucco vibe to it.
Yeah, it does. It does. And you don't really see the mark of my hand too much, which is actually one reason I started working in clay again, because I really wanted you to see thumbprints or fingerprints. But I don't really use my hands to put it on all the time. I wear gloves because I don't want to work with pigments directly. It's just not healthy. So, or I use popsicle sticks, like craft sticks, to slather it on. Depends on the scale. When I get really big, I use like big pieces of wood to slather it on because otherwise it takes too long. But these are modest sized pieces, so they don't take as long to do. So, but yeah, it's solid paint.
Can you talk about the name of the show?
A Hard Candy? I think Jeff came up with that. So you could ask him more specifically. Do you want to hear my interpretation of Hard Candy? So I think that there's a sense of like savoring, like a kind of savoring the experience of maybe the way one might savor a piece of candy, but that it being maybe the term hard being something that it's not something to be taken lightly, it's something to be taken kind of seriously, that, you know, art isn't necessarily this frivolous thing, it's something that can be difficult and be challenging and have many layers throughout it, like a jawbreaker, you know, where like you, the more time you spend with it, the more interesting it gets, or you cut it in half and you see all these concentric circles. But I think it's about the time that you spend with art, savoring it, there being kind of a luscious quality or seductive quality to the work, because I think both of our works are very visually engaging and use color really strongly, and the
texture.
Commonalities, texture, shape, form, color, all being something that we all hope to consume through the visual experience and then maybe taking that sensory experience to the taste buds.
For NPR Illinois, I'm Rachel Otwell.